Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, a initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Just before we get into the market report for today, in studio with us is the Deputy Consul General of Israel, Itai Milner, who has been making the rounds here in Des Moines yesterday and today. Consul General Milner is based in Chicago, interestingly enough, and is part of a three-member team of diplomats serving multiple Midwestern states. We're grateful that he's taken the time to join us here on the Business News Hour. Welcome and shalom, my friend.
Thank you, Michael. I'm very happy to be here.
This is an adventure for us because we're going to be talking about Iowa and Israel and some things about economic development for both for the state and also for the country. But before we get into all this, tell folks what a deputy consul general does. What do you do?
Well, you know, I always say that the deputy consul general does everything that the consul general don't want to do.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't want to do. But what I actually deal with is mostly political affairs, government affairs, and academic affairs. And of course, outreach to the various communities, and of course, the Jewish community, which is our family here.
Of course.
Yeah.
And whereabouts in Israel are you from?
Well, I'm from a suburb north of Tel Aviv, so I'm a city boy.
You're a city kid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I like state capitals. You know, this is not my first one here. We are covering an area of nine states.
Nine states, Michigan to Nebraska and South Dakota, I think. Is that?
Yeah, until North Dakota, South right. Dakota, Nebraska, the whole Midwest, besides Missouri and Kansas.
Got it. What area of economics might surprise people who have never been to Israel? What goes on in Israel economically that may surprise people?
Well, Israel is in the past few years gained a reputation as a tech leader in many different tech industries, such as biomed and cybersecurity and computer science and bioscience and of course agriculture. But I think what characterizes Israel is that it's an entrepreneur mecca today.
So entrepreneurs,
yeah,
enjoy
entrepreneurship.
Yeah, why is that, and how is that? Are there stipends from the government, or are there economic development opportunities from individuals, or how does that work?
Well, like most things in business, it's better to have the government off. And I think that the Israeli government did some good moves by giving the freedom, the liberty to business to grow and to make business. But other than that, I think it's the characteristic of Israelis that contribute to that situation. Mm. As you probably know, Israelis have mandatory military service.
Correct.
For 3 years. By the time they are done with their army service, they're already in their early 20s. They already have experience in leading and in taking risks.
And that's very important because individuals who are now 3 years in military come out of that with a certain sense of duty and a certain maturity, I would think. And also, perhaps even trained in some of these areas.
Yeah, a lot of them, what they do in the army, it's not what you would think. It's not actually running in the desert with a rifle or in the jungles. It's actually sitting next to a computer and hacking. You know, the Israeli version of the NSA, it's called 8200, that's under the military. And a lot of those kids, they're 18 years old, they're coming into starting their service. And what they do is actually defending Israeli website, government website, against hackers.
Hmm. Interesting. It's said that Israel, as small as it is, it's about a third the size of the state of Iowa, interestingly enough. But yet its GDP is one of the top five in the world. How is that possible?
Oh, well, I wouldn't go as far as top five. I would go as GDP per capita in the first, probably the first 20. We made a long way Israel is a very young state, only 70 years old. We're going to celebrate in May.
Right.
But our GDP grew almost exponentially in the past 70 years. We started with the GDP of a poor African country, and today we are in the same line with France, UK, even higher than France and Spain.
And today is a celebration of sorts, isn't it?
Actually, yeah, it's good that you remind me. Today is the 29th of November. 70 years ago, there was a UN resolution that actually gave Israel the mandate to have independence.
That's right. Well, congratulations and happy
anniversary.
Earlier in the month, I was at an Iowan Supporting Israel event. And at that event was Debbie Durham, who happens to be the Iowa Economic Development Authority director. And she was talking about a bilateral trade agreement between Israel and Iowa. I suspect you're somewhat involved in that?
Oh, yes, of course. Actually, it all started with the visit of the governor, Reynolds. She went to Israel late September this year. And during her visit there, she signed few MOU in...
And what is that?
MOU is a Memorandum of Understanding. Most of them were in research and development with University of Tel Aviv and institutions of research. But we are working now on the big agreement, and that would be with the Innovation Authority of Israel. And that will allow Israeli companies and companies from Iowa to work together and develop new technology and get funded from the state.
And those technology areas tend to be, I think, in biomedical research, I understand, also in agricultural design and several other areas. One of the things I think which is very interesting is water purification. Israel has issues with water, obviously, because the desalinization plans in Israel are some of the best in the world. And but suspect that that might help clean up perhaps Iowa's waterways. Is that correct?
Well, that's actually something that we take great pride of, because up until a few years ago, Israel was at a verge of running out of water. And then in a matter of a few years, we made it into a country that exports water. We did it with desalinization, but also with purifying the water. Now, I understand from the meeting that I had here that Iowa has a problem with nitrogen.
Exactly. Nitrates in the water.
Yeah, nitrates. I'm not an expert on water, but I connected the ministry here and the Secretary of Agriculture with ours, and I believe that they can find solution together.
Hmm, interesting. And that's a solution that needs to be found and found quickly. This is economics and a little bit of politics, because last year in the Iowa legislature, there was a bill that was passed through. It was the boycotting of Israeli goods relative to businesses and the state of Iowa. Can you explain what BDS is and how that impacts business and Israel?
Okay, BDS is a movement that their goal is to isolate Israel through BDS stands for Boycott, Divestment, and Sanction. This group actually wants to create a situation that Iowans and other states won't be able to consume and to buy and to cooperate with Israeli companies. I think first and foremost, it's not a good situation for Iowans, and it's not a good situation for Americans. Of course, we as Israel, we don't want to be in a situation that we're being boycotted and unjustified. We want to thank the Iowa legislators that had this resolution, that it won't be possible to have BDS initiative in Iowa.
Yeah, and it was one of those surprise bills that came up, and I have several friends that worked on that very diligently, and pleased that it happened. You know, as I said, Israel is about the size of a third of Iowa. You had about, 6-7 million people there?
We're almost 8 now.
8 million. It's grown since I was there, obviously. But what would surprise people the most about everyday life in Israel? If you've never been to Israel, what would surprise people that are listening to this broadcast about life on a daily basis there?
I think the thing that would strike people most surprising is the diversity of Israel. When you think about Israel, you think about...
The diversity.
Yes. You think about, you think that it's a Jewish state, but you don't know that Jews themselves are very diverse. In Israel, we have Jews from more than 80 different countries. We have Jews that came from Ethiopia. We have Jews that came from Russia. We have Jews that came from Iraq, Iran, United States. All of them look very different, have different culture, but what unifies them, that they're all Zionists, they all believe in the idea of the Jewish state, and they came to Israel from choice.
Yeah. One of the things, and I was there in Jerusalem when there was a celebration, and I can't remember the name of it. It was a celebration of Ethiopian Jewry who lined the hills of Jerusalem, all wearing white. And it was quite a celebration, and it was something that they had brought from Ethiopia as they looked towards the hills of Jerusalem, and now they lived in Jerusalem. It was quite a stunning event.
Yeah, you probably refer to Siget.
It was. Thank you. Yeah,
yes,
Siget.
It's a Jewish-Ethiopian holiday, and they, for thousands of years, they yearn to arrive in Jerusalem. And finally they did, and that's why every year they have this special day that they mention it.
Yeah, it was quite stunning because obviously the dress and the celebration was different than I think most people would consider when they think about, okay, Israel, you know, and all of these Ethiopians were there celebrating. Tourism plays a very significant role in your economics, yes?
Yes.
And how so? Who all goes to Israel? Everybody?
Well, I think yes. I think Israel is for everybody. And what's amazing about Israel is it's so small, but yet you can do so many different things. You know, Jerusalem is the holy city, and they have all the sites that that Christians and Jews and Muslims cherish. But only 1 hour from there, it's Tel Aviv.
And Tel Aviv is a city. It's a modern city, yeah.
It's a complete opposite of Jerusalem. Yeah. It's the sin city. You have the beach, you have the clubs, you have the restaurants, very hedonistic lifestyle. So you can get both in a matter of a few hours. You also have the Dead Sea, you have the desert, you have a lot on the Red Sea, you have the forest in the north, you can even ski. And all of it in just a matter of a few hours of driving.
And that's what's so remarkable about it. And if you've never been to Israel, my first trip there, I was so stunned thinking, you know, because we think of it as, you know, in the Middle East, and what does it look like? And, you know, we're brought up thinking that it's a different way of motoring around. But there are interstates and, you know, modern buildings, and you go, whoa, this is, I had no idea before I first went there.
You know? Well, like I said, we made it a long way, and Israel today is very different than it was 70 years ago. I think that you should go there as soon as you can, because it's changing every day, and you don't know what you're going to miss.
Yesterday at lunch, you were talking about an agreement with universities between Iowa and University. Was it Bar-Ilan or what?
Tel Aviv University.
Tel Aviv University. Explain why that's important.
Agreements like that between two academic institutions, they are the essence of expanding your knowledge. You know, the agreement between TAU and Iowa State was about biomed. Another agreement was with University of Iowa and our Institute of Vulcan Institute for Agriculture, and that is about agriculture. Both are very important. Both will lead to, I hope, new development, and both will open the new markets for both states.
And not only new markets, but more understanding between students of both countries, I would think.
I also think that.
I would think so. His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Itai Milner. He is the Deputy Consul General from the State of Israel, taking a few moments to be with us as he boards a plane. Where are you headed? Back to Chicago?
Back to Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm sure to come back here.
Yeah, and prior to your stationing in Chicago, where were you?
I was spending 3 years in Serbia as Deputy Ambassador of
Israel
there.
That's very interesting. Well, welcome to Iowa. We're grateful that you're here. Please come back and see us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Very good. When we come back, we will check out what happened today on Wall Street, talking about international trade. We'll look and see what happened with the markets. That's next here on the Business News Hour.